When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get into our rocks. NBA Nutcracker. And what was going to start the Nutcracker is the Milwaukee Bucks winning the NBA Cup. Matters a whole heck of a lot to the NBA. We're not sure if it matters to anybody else. For one, did you see that they didn't celebrate this after?
Why would they?
Well, they would because the NBA rolled out a bunch of coolers of Michelob for them and put them up in the locker room and said, hey, you guys won, go ahead and celebrate. But Doc Rivers, talking with Darvin Ham, who was coaching the Lakers when they won the NBA Cup, said, yeah, we didn't celebrate. We didn't really douse each other. We didn't really do stuff. Just kind of focus on the season and keep going. So
it was a $500,000 per player prize, and you're telling me nobody wanted to spray each other with beer or champagne because of that?
That's exactly right. Well, what I'm telling you is that Darvin Ham and Doc Rivers collectively decided there was nothing to celebrate. Although I did see that one of their bench guys, Ryan Rollins, who was a Warriors second round draft pick 3 or 4 years ago, he made more money in that NBA Cup final than he has in his entire 3-4 year career so far.
He probably celebrated a little bit.
I bet he did, and excited. He should. But the new interesting thing popping up in our NBA Nutcracker relates to some odds on player movement. Now, BetOnline AG has the odds for CJ McCollum's most likely next team, and that with the Pelicans just being awful this year. They've suffered a whole host of injuries. Zion hasn't been healthy, but CJ could be a nice piece for a contender, and the heavy favorite to land CJ is the Milwaukee Bucks, pairing him up once again with Damian Lillard.
Well, I was told that that is a winning a championship type of combo that you need, so I cannot wait to see.
I was told it was a can't get over the hump type of combo, but I guess if you have Giannis along there with it and Brooke Lopez and some others, maybe that's something that works. And I then also saw on the timeline that Eric McCollum, who's CJ's brother and is very active, he said, I don't know if this is true or not, but everything in the league is unpredictable. My brother is happy in New Orleans and has become a staple of the community, .. But if this did happen, this year would be something special to watch. They chemistry A1. And I don't disagree. Those guys vibed like crazy together. I would be interesting to see what that looks like and if it improves the Bucks' chances, because CJ can get you a bucket, but the issue always was that if you had both Dame and CJ on the floor, you're giving up too much defensively.
I would make the argument it does nothing.
And it might not.
What was the issue with the Bucks last year? They were old, and so by the time the end of the year came around, everyone kind of got hurt. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess I'm being a little bit unfair to Giannis, because we're not that far removed from Giannis being the best player in all of basketball. We're what? 3 years removed from it. And if Giannis stays healthy in, you know, that playoff series, if he doesn't get hurt, what could have been, we'll never know, right? And so if you get into the playoffs and Giannis can turn back the clock and Giannis can stay healthy, this Bucks team could beat any team. But I still think right now that when you look out east, CJ McCollum doesn't make me look at the Bucks and say, oh, well, they're now the best team in the East. They're still
about the same team, right?
Third. Yeah.
Bucks, they're fifth right now.
I'm saying like in your eye test, not where they rank.
Oh, well, and yeah, I mean, because they had such a horrible start that they're only now starting to recover from that. I think they started like 2-9 or something.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, they're probably the second or third favorite to win the East. And I don't know that that acquiring CJ changes
much there. Are they better than Boston? No. Are they better than Cleveland? Maybe. You know, like, are they better than the Knicks? Maybe. I don't know. Like,
they're definitely better than Orlando. I would say that for sure.
Okay, so, you know, they're a team that probably makes it to the second round, but then after that, I would need it to be proven to me on the court, and they have not done that, and I still worry about their age. And bringing in CJ, if you're saying, like, you bring in CJ to replace Middleton because of all of Middleton's injuries, I would make the argument that CJ adds a new weakness unless you don't play him on the court with Dame, and then what's the point of bringing in CJ? He doesn't get you better defensively, and offensively what he brings you, I think that you could probably find that with others.
One of the big drop-offs for the Bucks was at the point guard position, because Jrue Holiday was one of the best, if not the best, defensive point guard in the league, mm-hmm. and I think he defended point guards better than any other team when Milwaukee won that championship. It's a big drop-off just at the one position for point guard from Jrue to Dame. Now you're talking about putting another defensive liability in. You guys are right. I mean, some nice accessories around them here in Portland would have made it work better. I think Giannis will make up for some of that, but they've been struggling defensively now for a season and a half.
Giannis can hide a lot of things. I don't know that he would be able to hide the defensive deficiencies that you'd have there. And if he did, I would think it would affect him offensively. And then would you get that made up by CJ and Dame? And would you be able to get that made up every single game? Could you get it made up for four games to win a playoff series? I don't know. I think that the biggest unsung heroes, and maybe they're a little more sung now that Derek White got to be on the USA team, it's Derek White and Jrue Holiday's defense. What those two were able to do to opposing guards and make their lives miserable. And they didn't stop opposing guards from getting their true numbers. What they did was they made their life more difficult. Just look at what happened to Kyrie Irving in the NBA Finals as compared to what he was doing in the Western Conference Finals. And Minnesota is a good defensive team. They had the defensive player of the year. Anthony Edwards, he plays good defense. Naz Reid plays good defense. Rudy Gobert, that's all he does other than dunk, is play good defense. And Kyrie Irving ate them alive. He was able to get to any spot that he wanted to and get his buckets. And look, Lucas still got his. Kyrie didn't even get his, and that was the biggest difference in winning that title for them. And the problem is the Bucks don't have that. The Bucks have a Giannis who can make getting to the rim difficult and can make scoring in the paint difficult. But do you have someone who can truly take away a guard on the perimeter? No. And in fact, I think you'd have two liabilities that might make it easier for them to get what they want.